Title: Groove Pool Introduction Beginner, Ableton Live for Drum and Bass. Alright, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to make your drum and bass drums stop sounding like a spreadsheet and start sounding like a record. In this lesson, you're learning Ableton Live's Groove Pool. This is where swing actually becomes useful for DnB, not just wobbling the timing for the sake of it, but choosing a pocket that rolling, shuffling push-pull that makes hats breathe and ghost notes feel alive, while your drop still hits hard. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar rolling drum loop around 174 BPM, and a simple 32-bar sketch idea so you're not stuck with a loop forever. Let's do it! First, set up a clean DnB starting point. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal for DnB, but 174 is a great middle. Now create three MIDI tracks, one for kick, one for snare, one for hats and percussion. And optionally, create one audio track for a break layer. We'll use that later if you want some jungle flavor. Quick mindset check before we touch any grooves. You always want a solid, gridlock foundation first. Groove works best when you can clearly hear what it's changing. So don't humanize yet. Don't add random timing. Just build the skeleton. Let's program the basic pattern. For the kick, start simple. Put a kick on beat 1. Optionally add a kick on beat 3. Depending on your style. Some two-step patterns keep it super minimal and let the tops do the rolling. That's fine. For the snare, classic DnB staple. Put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4, every bar. That's your backbeat anchor. In most rolling DnB, that snare is sacred. Now hats. Add steady closed hats on eighth notes across the bar. Just that consistent tick-tick-tick-tick. If you want, you can sprinkle a couple 16th notes or an offbeat open hat later, but for now keep it straightforward. Cool. Right now it probably sounds tight but stiff. That's perfect. Now we'd open the groove pool. In Ableton, you can open the groove pool from the browser. Look for grooves, then swing and groove folders. You'll also see MPC style grooves, which are honestly some of the easiest to get a musical shuffle quickly. Also look for anything labeled 16 swing. Here are three beginner-friendly groove choices for rolling DnB. An MPC 16 swing somewhere, around 55 to 65 for a moderate shuffle. A tighter 16-based groove with less swing, more subtle timing. And later, we'll extract a groove from a break, which is a really good way to get that reedle pocket. For now, pick one MPC 16 swing and drag it into the groove pool. You'll see it appear in that groove pool panel. Now we apply groove where it's easiest to hear. Put the groove on your hats first. Always. Because hats and ghost notes are the passengers in DnB. They can move around and create motion. Your kick and snare are the anchors, and if your anchors start drifting, the whole track feels weaker. So click your hat's MIDI clip. In clip view, find the groove dropdown. Choose the groove you just loaded. And important, don't commit yet. We're auditioning. Now open the groove pool settings for that groove. You'll see four big controls that matter a lot. Timing, velocity, random, and quantize. Let's translate those into plain language. Timing is how strongly Ableton pushes your notes toward the groove's micro-timing. This is the main shuffle control. Velocity is how much the groove's accent pattern changes your note velocities. This is what makes it feel like a player emphasizing certain hits. Random adds variation so it doesn't repeat like a perfect machine every bar. The key is modest random, not chaos. Quantize is how much your notes get forced to the groove grid. And this is where beginners often accidentally go too far. High quantities can basically rewrite your pattern in a heavy-handed way. So here's a great beginner starting point for hats. Set timing to 60%, velocity to 25%, random to 10%, quantize to 10%. Now play it. Listen for this. Your hats should start to roll, not late in a sloppy way, not drunken, but like they have a little tread on the tire, a shuffle that pulls you forward. Teacher tip. Audition at two listening distances. First, solo your hats and perks so you can clearly hear the micro-timing and accents. Then bring the whole drum loop back, and if you have a bass placeholder, even just a sine sub, check that the groove doesn't fight the low-end rhythm. Sometimes a groove feels amazing on hats solo, but it clashes when the full rhythm section comes in. Now let's make it feel like DnB, not just swung hats. Add ghost notes and groove those too. In DnB, the wheel-turning feeling comes from quiet little notes that imply motion between the anchors. So add a few low-velocity ghost hits, like ghost snares or little rim clicks. Common placements are 16th note positions around beats 2 and 4. The exact notes don't matter as much as the idea. They should be supportive, not stealing attention. Put those ghosts on their own clip or lane if you can. That way you can control groove amounts per roll. This is big. Closed hats. Extra 16th hats. Ghosts. Rides. They all behave differently. Groove is easiest when you keep rolls separated. Apply the same groove to your ghost clip. Then try increasing velocity influence a bit more than the hats. Something like 30 to 45%, because on ghosts and perks, the accent pattern is a huge part of what makes them sound performed. Now quick / B check. If the ghost notes suddenly feel louder and you think, oh, that's better, make sure you're not just falling for volume. Match loudness. If velocity accents made the clip effectively louder, pull the overall velocity down a little so you're judging the feel, not the gain. Now, the snare. This is where a lot of beginners accidentally ruin the drop. Your snare on 2 and 4 needs to feel authoritative. If a groove pulls it late or early too much, the track starts to feel like it's tripping. So you have options. Option 1. Don't groove the snare at all. That's super common in DNB. Option 2. Apply the groove very lightly. This audio version is shortened for playback.